Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, but still.
You know, speaking of podcasts.
Wires flummox you.
No, they don't. Are you kidding? I'm the son of an electrician. Come on, man.
It clearly did not get passed down.
I didn't say my dad was a good electrician. I just said I'm the son of, and everyone that he worked with said my dad was great at making sure that everyone took their breaks at 10, 12, and 2. I mean, like, there was no question about that.
Before I met you, the only thing I knew about you was that you turn the num lock off of every single computer you touch before somebody else goes on.
Turn it off. Yeah.
Yeah, and people think that you do it on purpose to mess with us. Don't turn
what?
It off.
Why?
So we can push the numbers without going, why isn't this working?
What happens?
Numlock is supposed to stay on all the time.
What are you talking about?
Numlock stays on all the time.
Does anyone think that that is one of the silliest things they've ever? I've never heard that before.
It's just so tedious.
The numlock is. It drives me crazy.
No. He turns it off so we can't push the buttons, the number buttons.
What are you talking? It's shift.
No.
That's odd.
What are you guys talking about?
He turns them off of every single computer.
Listen, I was typing before both of you two were born. So can we stop now? I was typing before numlock existed.
But there wasn't a numlock on a typewriter.
Numlock is probably one of the... I hate numlock. I hate a caps lock. I can't stand either one of those things.
You just hate a lot of things.
Use the shift button. How hard is that?
You're just a hateful person.
What is wrong with you people?
And you don't have to hold a button down while you're typing numbers. You just push numlock and you could just type the numbers.
When everyone is objecting, I think you need to understand that you are the problem.
Do you keep your numlock locked?
Yes, I do.
Always. Every computer always has numlock on.
Yes.
Forever.
Because I use the side numbers. I don't like using the numbers at top. I use it on the side.
This is the first time in 13 years anyone's had the guts to say anything to me about it, too.
No one has ever said anything to me.
Wow. Well, that was good. This is your last show with us. I appreciate it. Have fun on afternoons and at night. Because I got news. Menigan has never once said anything about numlock to me. I can tell you that. Is this a
which
thing?
Which might explain why he's lasted as long as he has.
That's the first thing I learned about
you guys.
Before
all
I even
leave numlock on all the time?
Every yes. person alive does.
Yes.
That's not true.
Jeff Thomas communicates by carrier pigeon, and he keeps numlock on.
There's no reason to turn it off.
I turn cap lock off and num lock off. I can't stand either one
cap
of them.
Cap lock is acceptable to turn off. But like,
unless
num lock.
Unless you want
to yell. Jeez, oh man. Baskin, what's wrong with you?
You guys.
You and technology, man. That's like your Achilles heel. It's
not
your kryptonite.
True. That is not true.
You and technology is your kryptonite.
Oh, just because you think that you're the copy guy.
No. It's not that I think.
No, you
it's
do.
Because I experience
I built an internet radio station in my basement. I built six of them. In fact, I built the internet. Al Gore still keeps taking credit for something that I did. I'm Daryl Ryder. Speaking of podcasts, if you can't get enough of Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima from 6 to 10, tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:15 to their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel and the Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com, presented by X10 Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. Can I be honest with you? Please listen to their podcast. I love it. Just wait until 201, all right? Let's be honest. Or you can listen, like I said earlier in the week, listen to Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene. Listen to it while they're on the air. So what you do is you listen to them live and you listen to their podcast at the same time. Look at that. That is so fulfilling. That will make your life even greater. I'm a little steamed about this numlock thing right now.
Knowing you, you're waiting for the podcast to be released on 8-track.
Reel to reel. Will that make you feel better? How about 2-inch?
How about some 45s? The B-side.
You're a clown, man. Can we
By
talk
the way,
about
that might be our new podcast name, the B-side.
No,
that just like came
no,
to me.
No, there is a great bar in Coventry with the same name. And they have some great acts that go in there, too. So, listen. All right, so are we upset about this team going to Europe to go play a game? And by the way, who will they play? Daryl, let's take a look
We don't know yet.
We can figure this out. Let me say this. You're not going
to
play the Bengals in London. That
no,
would be
it
ridiculous.
Will not be a divisional game.
All right, so that leaves us with the Bills. That's ridiculous. Do not take the Bills away from Cleveland. That's just wrong, right? If the Bills, you can't play the Browns and Bills in London.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, can we be regionally smart here for a minute? Thank you.
You might be asking a little much for us to be regionally smart.
Dolphins, maybe?
They can't.
The Dolphins were just here.
It's definitely not going to be the Vikings.
You
can't subject Europe to another Browns-Vikings game. You can't do that to those poor people.
Well, don't you think it'd probably be an NFC team, which would leave you just the Packers?
How about the Niners?
The Vikings or the Niners? Yeah.
How about the Niners? I don't think it'll be Packers because Packers went to Brazil.
Okay.
So I think they're out.
Oh, that's right. They knocked us out of Brazil, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My money is on Browns Niners.
Man, that is a long flight for them.
Well, they'll stop in Youngstown to practice for a week before heading across the pond.
Oh, that's true. Let's get some more money. They could drop a little bit of cash in the economy. Under the table.
That totally went over your head.
What, that they would stop in Youngstown?
Yeah, because they always, when they come east.
DeBartolo.
That's where they practice all the time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they'd probably pay for cash.
I just want to make
sure. They'd probably pay everything cash, too.
Things are a little slow over there this morning, I think.
You keep telling yourself that, son.
Your wires are a little frayed over there.
I feel like I've had. All right, so can we go through this real quick?
Yeah.
We don't think it'll be the Bengals. We don't think it'll be the Bills. It could be the Dolphins, considering we just played them here and, like, it was a blah game anyway.
I'm calling the shot. Browns, Niners in London.
It'll be the Packers. I agree. It shouldn't be the Ravens. Shouldn't be the Steelers. Maybe the Titans?
Well, that's the other one. If it's going to be an AFC opponent, Titans makes sense. And let's be honest about it, considering the state of that franchise right now. Does anyone in Cleveland really want to watch the Titans play the Browns here in Cleveland? Like, if there's a game, Nancy, you would not complain if the Browns had to play the Titans across the pond.
Yeah, why would I?
Because you wouldn't care about the Titans.
I don't.
You wouldn't.
I never remember the Titans, ever.
You would not worry about it at all. Ray of sunshine this morning, you are.
I'm just saying, if the Titans are, they could play that game at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think everyone would be happy about that. I get everything you're saying. Would you quit doing the it's over his head thing? Stop it.
Considering your hair standing up, I'm shocked that.
Boy, between you and Phelps, who has no hair, making fun of my hair yesterday.
Yeah, but I have hair, so I can make fun of your hair. I have not lost a single hair. It might be starting to grow gray finally, but I haven't lost any of it.
So London is calling. So, again, we think it might be
49ers or Titans. I think it's going to be 49ers.
Don't you think that they would probably lend to make it an NFC team?
And then all of a sudden that would give the Browns a little bit of an advantage because they would have to travel less than San Francisco would for that particular game.
Good point. Robert's in Brecksville. He's calling. What do you got, Robert?
Oh, I am excited for this London game, Baskin. You of all people should know that. You know, I'm definitely.
Oh, that's true. You're Mr. International. By the way, thanks for
dropping. Of course.
He dropped off a ton of candy this week.
Oh, okay.
And it's all Euro candy. So it's. I actually think.
Did you save any for me?
Yeah, I have some for you. Okay. I did, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I intended to bring some, but I forgot. But if you do, I'm presuming you'll go to that game on business. So if
that's happening.
Baskin can get a hold of me. Let me know, and I'll probably be over there. I could show you around London and show you where I got most of that stuff at.
I did just get my passport, so.
If you go, let me know, and I can at the very least give you the addresses of where I got it all at.
All right. So he's got Robert. Robert, I have a personal question to ask you here.
Go ahead.
Ohio State, Texas. Should we do quick predicts? Last segment today for that.
Seeing as how we skipped two already, it doesn't bother me that. But if you want to do quick predicts for the Cavs, I'm fine with it because they're on a winning streak, so it doesn't bother me.
But Cavs, I don't want to do. I'd rather do Ohio State. It's just unique, and it's not, you know.
I'm not going to lie to you. I never got into college football.
So you're out. I'm just saying you're like the king of quick predicts. So I'm just saying.
No. I am excited because it's like to get back on topic before Keith comes running in and yells at
he doesn't.
All three of
Keith,
us.
Keith actually has a level head, just so you know that.
I generally do. I do like these international games. I'm glad it's London. If it would have been like Madrid, because it's still on the same continent, it's not that far from London. I'm just glad it's not like, because I think Australia is potentially on the docket for this upcoming season.
No,
I'm glad
not.
It's in Europe. It's not? Okay,
no.
that's good too. But no, I'm glad. I'm happy to go. As soon as the date's announced, even if the team's not announced, as soon as the date's announced, I'm booking the flight and the hotel.
All right, there you go.
I genuinely am excited. I'm probably minority in it, but I am excited. Yeah,
by the way, you're on an island right now. Just so you're the only one that's kind of super excited.
You're welcome to join the island.
All right. Well, if you're paying for the flight, I'm over with you. No problem. Thanks, Robert. Right. Appreciate it. So I do want to go to London. I've never been there.
So here's where the game's going
to
be. Browns and Jets each are going to host the game at Tottenham Hotspur. The Jaguars will host at Wembley Stadium.
Okay.
There's also going to be additional games played in Madrid, Spain, where Real Madrid plays, and then also at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, Germany. That is your international slate for 2025.
I'm just wondering if they can't. Why don't they just play the Bills in Toronto? Call that an international game and call it a day.
Don't. It better be a Browns home game because you're going to be hearing from Bills fans if they lose a home game to Toronto.
Yeah, but they still got – when's their stadium up? Next year?
It opens in 2026.
20 and 26.
They got one more year in the existing building.
Is it Pelee Island? Why don't they go play there? Isn't that how they say it? How do you say it? It's at one of the –
What are you asking me for?
Well, I'm just saying they could play there. That'd be a good game. We could play the Lions there. That'd be a good international game. Everybody take a boat over there. You in? That'd be the shortest international game they could possibly play, right?
Why don't we see if we can meet it? Like, aren't there Canadian islands north of Put-in Bay?
That's what I'm talking about. You want to talk about over your head? Why don't we just take a giant barge? Maybe we can get... Let's get a barge.
All the GLC on the Great Lakes.
And really, they could make it an international game. What do you have to float it out? Three miles?
The legit Great Lakes Classic. You're on an island on that one, Baskin.
I feel it. All right, let's talk about the Cavaliers when we come back. Brian Anderson coming up in the next hour. Daryl ran into one of my relatives. Antonio Pittman's coming up at what were we talking about? Noon, and Tim May, the regular. So I am ready to talk about all these things. So is Daryl, and so are you. And you know how to do it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.